Blog Talk Radio. Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
Beautiful blessing it is to hear people just praise God the way that they were just doing on that amazing song of this day by Michael W. Smith. Hello, everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Soul Eye Records Radio. And today, we just want to praise God. We want to take this moment out and just love on Him, meditate on our relationship with Christ, and, you know, just let the music help you to focus and take you to that place where we need to be, to praise God, to love on Jesus, and let Him love on us. You know, I was reading something earlier. Let me see if I could bring it up to share it with you. And, you know, it says here, and to all the animals on the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps in the ground, to everything in which there is breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. It was so. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And He approved it completely. And there was everything. There was morning, a sixth day. So if God gave us everything, if He gave us everything that we need to survive, if He's given us all this to survive, to be successful in life here on this planet, it's almost like having a parent who take care of you all of your life. They've been there when you couldn't do anything for yourself. And then you recognize as you get older that this person has done all these things, not because they had to, but because they wanted to. They loved on you because they wanted to. They were there for you because they wanted to. They did every single thing that they possibly could do to be a blessing in your life with whatever resources they had. And they did it because they wanted to. Well, that is how our Heavenly Father is. He is there for us because He wants to be there for us. Not because He has to, but because He loves us. He created us. He made us. And He wants to see us do our best. Have you ever been like you remember when you're a little kid? Did you ever make a paper plane? You know, you made your little paper plane, and then after you put your paper plane together and you threw it, right before you threw it, you just wished the best, right? You were like, you know, because you put your heart into it, you got it all designed, you even colored, some of us colored and stuff, right before you about to throw it, you just had high expectations. You're like, this thing is going to soar. You don't think, oh, this is just going to burn and crash. You're thinking you have these high expectations of your plane being the one. It's going to do well, right? You created that, and you wanted that. You want that a plane to do well on your behalf. Well, that's how Jesus is with us. That's how God is with us. He created us, and that's all He's asking is to just follow. He's given us the information. He gave us the Bible, the basic instructions before we leave this earth to know exactly what it is He needs us to do so that we could be successful in this life. He basically laid it out for us to understand exactly what we need to do to be successful in this life so that we can get back home to Him. Ultimately, the goal is to get to Him Rather, we're so rich or we are just doing okay, barely making it. That's not the goal. The goal is to get us home to him so that he can continue to love us and take care of us. Because here on this planet, all things are possible. He's given us all the resources and everything we need to be successful. But because of the nature of the beast, some are very selfish with it. They don't want you to be successful. They do, you know, they don't like you, maybe because of the way you look, maybe the color of your skin, maybe the content of your character, maybe your sexual preference, maybe, you know, you're just not their cup of tea. And so therefore you're not someone that they will help and love and support to be successful. So it's not really about what's happening here on the planet. It's about what you do on this planet to get to Christ. And God laid it out for you. The basic information you need is in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Take your time and read it. If you can't read, play it. Do the audio Bible. But you got to get this information inside you. You know, you got to get this information inside you. Some people don't like to read. It drives them crazy. Play the audio of the Bible. Let it read to you. Let's open your heart and be blessed. Because what you allow in is what comes out. So be careful what you allow in. It can destroy you from the inside out. God knows your needs and your desires. He knows your capabilities. He's aware of everything you're thinking and what you're doing. He knows what you've been through. He knows how you sinned. You don't have to worry about getting yourself together before you decide to turn your life over to Christ, because he loves you right where you are. He loved you that way before you were born, before he created you. You were his, and all he wants is the best for you. So let's meditate on our relationship with him. We can do this. We can do this. And sometimes we get distracted with all the things in life that come along and mess us up and that, but some of that stuff is purposeful. It's like the devil don't want you to focus. He wants you to be distracted. He wants you to feel less than. He wants you to feel like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, he wants you to feel pessimistic when it comes down to loving on Jesus. He wants you to think that it's not possible, that you're not good enough to be in that. You're not good enough because you are a loser. When the devil is a loser and the devil wants you to be like him, misery loves company. So the devil is pulling. Don't pay him any attention. Focus. Focus. And sometimes we're our own biggest problem. We can be our own biggest problem by, you know, just allowing ourselves to be distracted. Everything else is more important than our relationship with God, because God's not really here, and he knows what I'm thinking. He knows how I feel. So I don't have to, you know, focus. I don't need to pray to him. He already knows what I'm thinking. He's the Almighty, right? So why do I need to do that? Because he needs to know that you know that he is important. That you know. You know, when they ask, who are you? Who are you, Jesus? When they asked him, who are you? He says, well, who do you say I am? And I believe it was Peter that said, you are the Son of God. It's not about what God thinks he is to you. It's about what you think you are to God. You need to make sure that you know that you are a blessing to him. You are his child. And who is he to you? He is your heavenly Father, and you love him. You should love him, because he loves you first. He died for you before you were even born. So come on, guys, let's meditate on Christ, because this is an amazing opportunity for all of us. It's just, I mean, I'm telling you, it's so amazing. It is such a blessing to just get on track, get on board with Jesus. Let him help you. Let him guide you, and let him love you. Amen. beautiful. So beautiful. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. I surrender. I surrender.
And God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, and everything that we do. And we reach towards you, Jesus.
want to know you, Jesus. I want to know you. I want to pray to you. I want to meditate on you. I want to feel your Holy Spirit. I want to be that one that goes out and love on your children because of the fire that you put under me. We all have been blessed with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit that wants to bless us all right now and guide us and help us to love on Jesus Christ and each other. And the reason is there is no way that God has stimulated so many people in the world to talk about him. It's what is happening here. How is that even possible? It's so many people in the world that are doing everything in their power to tell you about God. Please don't avoid it this time. Please don't ignore it. There's a reason. There's a purpose why you're hearing what you're hearing. God needs you. He wants you. He loves you. He wants to take care of you. But you have to allow him to do it. Don't turn your back on Jesus. He didn't turn his back on you. Don't turn your back. I'm telling you, he loves you. Surrender the spirit that is destroying your relationship with Christ. Don't allow it to take you down. Please know that God loves you and you are his everything. Jesus, have your way in me. Thank you so much for giving us, your children, the opportunity to love you. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for being the best God ever. We are so grateful for you, and we thank you so much for being determined to bring us home to you. Thank you for not forgetting that last sheep. You know, you are a good God. You are a good God. You are a good God. And we're so grateful for you. Thank you. I remember when your mom, Jesus, I'm talking to you. I remember when your mom said, well, she put you on the spot, Jesus. She pulled the mom card on you. Mothers are good at pulling the mom card on us, aren't they? And so, Jesus, when your mother pulled the mom card on you and told the servants, just listen to him. After you had already told her, it's not your time yet. It's not your time yet to create your first miracle. You told her, you being God, told your mom. You being God told your mom, it's not your time yet. But the fact is that you were half human. And the power of a mother and the love of a mother is so amazing that even though you as God knew in your own mind that it wasn't time, logically it wasn't time yet, but in your heart, you listen to your mother. Your heart is so powerful that Jesus had to listen to his heart, because his heart, which was his mother, told him to do something, despite the fact that God himself knew it wasn't his time. That's why when we reach out to each other, when someone's trying to love you, you need to really pay attention. It is a total blessing when God, this love that God has given us is so unique, it is so powerful that you should not ignore it. Jesus couldn't even ignore it. And his mother said to the servants, do what he says. Jesus had already told his mom, I can't do that. She still said, do what he says. And she walked away. Now, she walked away physically. She's not there no more for him to argue with her about this. The servants are looking at him, okay. So your mom said to listen to you. What do you want us to do? What are we going to? What is it? Immediately, the power of God. And get these jugs and fill them up with water. Go get these jugs and fill them up with water. What? Go get those jugs over there and fill them up with water. And so they're, okay. And they go and they get these jugs and they're filling up with water. And they go and they look at it. There's no wine. This is just water. There's no wine. And then say, he says, okay. He says, take it to whoever the boss was there that day in this wedding, in this amazing wedding. That, you know, all the who or whos are there, right? And so they're looking at, they know that it's still, they're looking at it. It's water. Put it down. They're kind of embarrassed. They set it down. And so they said, and they're looking at Jesus. And they said, pour a glass of wine. Give it to him and pour the glass. Pour it into the glass. They pour it in, and as the water is coming out of the vase, it turns into wine. See, some things you have to act on to create a result. You have to do something to make something. You can't just sit there and think about it and wonder about it. Sometimes you got to do something to make something happen. And I'm just saying, don't just sit there and think about your relationship with Christ. Do something about it. Do something. And God will do the rest. God will do the rest. But you got to do your part first. Walk by faith. God's got you. He's got all of us. He will bless us out of our socks. I'm telling you. Because he's the Alpha and the Omega, first and last. He's amazing. And we are so blessed that we have him. So trust that the Spirit of God is here for a reason. And that is to redirect you and get you to your destination, which is to Christ. That's where you're supposed to go. Guess why? Because he created you, and you need to go back home. Every single day you get up, you go out into the world. You go and do what you need to do. And guess what you do afterwards? You go back home. You go home. It's your nature to go home. You know why? Because God made you that way. He made the animals that way. Everything goes back home. All right. Love you guys. God is good. He's good all the time. And he's the Alpha and the Omega. Don't forget that.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again. You are
give you all.
Love them, guys. Love on Jesus. Love on him. Fill your heart with worship. Give him the opportunity to be a blessing inside you. Help you to navigate through this crazy life. Father God, please bless the people in Ukraine. Please protect them. Protect your children. Protect your children's children. Father, we love you and we need you. Change the heart of the people that are causing all this destruction, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name, in your son's mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today as we had a great time loving on Jesus. And what a blessing. And, you know, the devil is busy. I just want to say, Ukraine, we love you. And we're so sorry for all the loss of life there. And we're just praying for you guys, families, and just, God, please, those are your children, please protect them and keep them. Father, please redirect the spirit of the evil one. Please, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Guys, be blessed and bless someone with your gifts and your blessings. And however God has blessed you, use that to be a blessing to someone else. All right, guys, you take care, and we'll see you again on Tuesday as we are out and we are having a great time on the road. We're staying in a resort and it was a beautiful thing to be able to spend time with my grandchild, my little granddaughter. And, I'm watching little kids and grandmothers and people dying overseas like that. And it's just so sad and so pitiful. And this has got to stop. It's just so wrong. All right, guys, God bless you, and thanks again for being a part of Soul Out Records Radio, and thanks for being the best part of Soul Out Records Radio. We love you. Good night, and God bless.
not the other.